coming up on episode number 291. Well, it's a another late night edition, which I really like because it's nice and dark, and it's a really good time to break out some original songs. Yes, it's another edition of Originalville. I'll explain all that in just a moment. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is February 8th, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, we're doing Originalville. Now, this is where I play the original versions of songs that you know far, far better as covers. Maybe they were more popular, maybe they were bigger hits, or maybe they were just released by artists that were more established, more famous at the time, and they got their attention that way. Tonight, you're going to hear songs that were made famous. I'm going to flip it around here. Made famous by groups like The Monkees, The Moody Blues, and artists like Bjork, Paul Young, Elvis Costello, and even George Harrison. Really quickly, I wanted to remind you again about this Sunday's All Request Show, which is a dedication to the men and women serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. I need some more requests, some more dedications. I've got the show about half full, and I really want to make it a little bit longer, so please, if you haven't got a dedication in or a request or suggestion for that show, please get one into me. What I might do is if I don't have enough music to fill it, then I'll just extend it a week and do it the week after. But if you've got a dedication, you've kind of been waiting, you've kind of been sitting on, well, now's the time. Call me, email me, and I'll give you all that information at the end of the show. But for now, let's get into a version of Coverville that doesn't feature any covers. We're going to start off with a track by Betty Hutton. I got to thank Wayne for turning me on to this one. I knew it was a cover, the Bjork version anyway, but I had no idea that it was so close to the original. This is one of those rare instances where I'm going to play you a song that's very much like the cover, just so you can realize, you know, what the inspiration was for, in this case, for Bjork to do it. It's a track called It's Oh So Quiet. It's performed here by Betty Hutton.
It's oh so quiet. It's oh so still. You're all alone, and so peaceful until you fall in love. Zing, boom, the sky up above. Zing, boom, it's caving in. You've never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna laugh, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die. Till it's over, and then it's nice and quiet. But soon again starts another big riot. You blow a fuse, zing, boom, the devil cuts loose, zing, boom, so what's the use? Wham, bam, a falling in love.
It's all so quiet. It's all so still.
You ring the bell, bim bam, you shout and you yell, ha ha ho, you broke the spell. this is swell. You almost have a fit. This guy is George and I got hit. There's no mistake, cause this is it! Till it's over and then it's nice and quiet. But soon again starts another big riot. You blow off fuse, zing, boom, the devil cuts loose, zing, boom, so what's the use? Wham! I'm falling in love. The sky caves in, the devil cuts loose, you blow, 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 blow your fuse. Ah! When you're falling in love.
Love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. And now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer.
I'm a Believer, there by the guy who wrote it, Neil Diamond. Now, I'm having a hard time tracking down the exact year that came out. I know it came out on an album called Classics the Early Years, which was a bunch of stuff from his initial label. I'm putting it right about 1966, 1965, which was about a year before the Monkees version came out. Of course, the Monkees held the reins of the most popular version of that up until recently, with Smash Mouth coming in for the younger set and the theme to the movie Shrek, or the soundtrack to the movie Shrek. Neil Diamond there with I'm a Believer, a song he wrote. Before that, you heard Betty Hutton from the album Somebody Loves Me with a version, her original version, of It's Oh So Quiet, a song that was made popular by Bjork, released on her Post album, I believe. That version comes all the way back from 1951. Let's get to a cover of a song. It's actually a cover of a song that is one of my favorite covers of all time. Paul Young does Every Time You Go Away. I think it was his biggest hit. Easily was his biggest hit. And This is a guy who made a living off of doing cover songs and reinterpreting them and reintroducing them to a new generation, but also putting his own spin on them and his own soulful, you know, blue-eyed soul, which, coincidentally, is what Hall & Oates were known for. And they were the original performer of Every Time You Go Away. This comes from a collection called Ultimate Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's different. You're going to definitely see the Hall & Oates style to it. It's not as lush as the Paul Young version, but it's got its own charm. Here's Every Time You Go Away by the legendary Hall & Oates.
My name is John from New Jersey. First off, wanted to say absolutely love your podcast. I'm sure you hear that all the time, and rightfully so. I have a request. It's actually a little odd. It's a request for a song I've never heard before. I'm a big George Harrison fan, always have been, but I very much would like to hear the original, so this would be an Originalville request, the original version of Got My Mind Set on You. I'm well aware it is a cover of an older song. I've heard that the song doesn't sound... It sounds quite a bit different from the Harrison version, but as I said, I've never heard it, and when I have tried to track it down, I have not been able to. So hopefully, the next time you do an Originalville, and I do love Originalville, you should do that more often. Hopefully, maybe you'll be able to track that one down and put that one on. Either way, as I said, definitely love your show, and I look forward to keeping listening. Thank you.
Everywhere I go, you know, battle of fire.
I've Got My Mind Set on You by James Ray. You gotta love the juxtaposition of the big band sound transitioning into the banjo behind the verses. Awesome. That, of course, was made famous by George Harrison in his Cloud Nine days, I believe. That comes from an album called If You Gotta Make a Fool of Somebody, and came out in the mid-60s. I Got My Mind Set on You by James Ray. Before that, you heard Every Time You Go Away. Now, this only came a couple years before the Paul Young version, 1986, I believe, 1985, from The Secret of Association. That's the one. That's the album that Paul Young recorded it on. Made it a lot more lush, a lot more, include a lot more instrumentation. The Hall & Oates version there, as you can tell, is very bare bones, very minimal, but still has that kind of soul thing. And it's funny, like I mentioned before, that Paul Young, who made a living out of doing a lot of Motown covers in his later years, in his solo years, his biggest hit was a cover of a song that wasn't Motown, that was an established pop act like Hall & Oates. Interesting. All right. Continuing on. Now, this one straddles the line, because I think a lot of the historians out there are familiar with this version. This is Bessie Banks, and a song that was made famous by the Moody Blues in the late 60s. This one came out in 1964. It's a track called Go Now. Here is Bessie Banks.
We've already said goodbye.
Shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, left a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in the result of the shipbuilding. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, when we could be diving.
Robert Wyatt with a song that was written and composed by Elvis Costello. However, he released it a year before Elvis Costello put it on his 1983 album, Punch the Clock. That was Robert Wyatt with his version of Shipbuilding. I got that off of an uncut CD that came with the magazine, John Peel's Festive 15. But you can find that on compilations and all sorts of Robert Wyatt back catalog EPs, things like that. And then before that, you heard Bessie Banks with Go Now, a song that was a little more famous, released by the Moody Blues, but still, I think, a definitive version there, performed there by Bessie Banks. And that, wow, look at that, 27 minutes, 28 minutes. This is a shorter show. But got you six songs, six originals that I think are less famous than their covered versions. If you have a suggestion, you know, I'm looking for the original version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Cyndi Lauper's version is a cover. I was told that by a listener today via email. And if anyone knows where I can track down a copy of the original version of that, I've tried all the online stores and things like that. And before I go hit the used record store, I was going to see if someone out there might have a way to point me to it. Anyway, let's say you've got a request or suggestion for another edition of Coverville, or even another edition of Originalville. Give me your requests at coverville@gmail.com, or call them in, like you heard John in New Jersey earlier in the show, 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. Or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. You know, I don't say this enough, but I really, really appreciate you listening. I appreciate the time you take each and every week to listen to me prattle on and play music. And the emails you send, the compliments, the donations, I really, really appreciate it. And I thank each and every one of you for your support of the show. I really do. I really do appreciate it, especially with how many podcasts there are out there. So thank you. It goes right out to you. We'll be back on Sunday with another edition of the All Request Show. It might be the dedication show. It might not. We'll have to see if I get enough material for the Iraq/Afghanistan dedication show. You don't have to know somebody who's out there. You may just want to put together a dedication for a general dedication for all the people who are out there serving. Get those to me, and we'll see if I've got enough material to make a show this week. Otherwise, we'll put it off until I do have enough material. And that is going to do it for tonight. We'll be back on Sunday. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cachefly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cachefly.com. And Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.